Who can explain the excellence of our Lord's gift to us? You can do nothing better for your soul, or for anyone else, for that matter, than to entertain often the King of Kings and the giver of all good. Since the sacraments are a God-given means of grace and the Holy Eucharist is the greatest of the sacraments, no novena can be more fruitful than a novena of Holy Communions. There is nothing Jesus desires more than that you receive him in Holy Communion very often every day if you can. When he gave us the Eucharist the night before he died, he pled with us, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine. So neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you the branches." By abiding in him, you are guaranteed that your prayers are heard. For he also said, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you." Who can say that? Is there anybody who can promise such a thing? No. Only Jesus. And how can any prayer be more effective than that said after Holy Communion, when Jesus is physically present in your heart, as God and man, as your best friend, ready to listen to you and to help you with the many, many graces he wishes to give you? The holier you are, the more worthy to receive what you ask. Jesus comes to you in Holy Communion to make you holy. That's why he's there. "He that abideth in me and I in him, the same beareth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." Nothing. Think about that for a moment. Zero. Can't draw a breath. Your heart couldn't pump a beat. Of course, we must receive in the state of grace. If a man has a mortal sin on his soul, he has to go to confession first. But there's a right intention, a right purpose to please God, to be more closely united with him by love and seeking his divine remedy for our weakness and defects. In fact, if one has this right purpose, this sincere purpose, and I quote from the Council of Trent, "It is impossible that daily communicants should not gradually free themselves from even venial sins and from all affection to them."